And as I mentioned, in Windsor, the city council has voted to end the addition of fluoride to the city's water supply. It appears as though the mayor of Windsor has listened to some negative commentary about fluoride, saying, why are we adding a chemical to water? And yet there is abundant medical research that shows that it is beneficial.
Yeah, there's 60 years of research on the effect of fluoridation and fluoride in water. And in effect, Mark, what we are seeing is the inability of, in this case, the mayor, to take into account what we call systematic reviews of the evidence. And this applies to fluoride as well as to other potentially emotionally charged issues when we have certain beliefs of what something may do or may not do, and we hold on to those beliefs regardless of the evidence being presented.
It reminds me a little bit of the vaccination debate, the people who are connecting it to autism in spite of the research.
It's very similar in terms of the lines of thinking, and it brings up a very important point when setting public health policy or any type of health policy, because in this case, the mayor repeatedly was swayed by, as you mentioned, by anecdotal information, a woman saying that taking a shower, she got her skin irritated, and his belief that chemicals have no place in water when water is a chemical in and of itself, and we do add things to our water supply to make it safe to drink. So the issue is how much of a compound is in the water, what its long-term effects or short-term effects is on your health. And what we do is something called a systematic review. That is, you look at all the studies that have been done. You have specific criteria for these studies that identify the methodology, how well it's been prepared, how well thought out it is, who performed it, were there any financial interests involved, and taking all of those together and taking the best quality studies and coming up with an average, sort of saying, okay, on the basis of all of this, this is what we know. And this is what's done in medicine all the time and is being done more frequently now to try and avoid the use, for example, of a particular medication or a particular treatment for which there's very little evidence. And when you look this up, they'll say, no, this does not work for what you want to use it for. In this case, the systematic review, and you can find these reviews also on the Cochrane Collaboration or Cochrane.org. It's an independent evaluation organization, nonprofit, that answers very basic questions in science and medicine and engineering and such. And so when you look at these, look at the systematic review, it takes into account all the studies that people are saying, oh, this one showed harm, this one didn't show harm, and it averages it out and takes into account how strong they were. And in this case, again, with regards to fluoridation, there is an abundance of evidence, high-quality evidence, based on the systematic review, that for the past 60 years, we've seen a dramatic benefit, especially for children in low-income families, in terms of the reduction of oral and dental disease.
Now, speaking of what we drink, there's also a story this morning about how Health Canada is licensing more than a dozen of these caffeine-laden energy shot drinks. That's all happened in the last month, even though there are some people expressing concerns about the safety of some of these products.
Yeah, the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. is concerned because of caffeinism, that is the consumption of too much of these drinks, because they're packaged to look in many ways like a soft drink. And in the same type of can or format, there's a few that are now being marketed as smaller size but really energy-packed. And there's some TV ads in the U.S. about that as well. And the issue is, again, you're talking about literally a drug delivery system. In this case, it's caffeine, with some of them containing caffeine contents equivalent to 6 cups of coffee in one drink. Now, for adults that may be that drink a lot of coffee, that may not be a huge issue because their bodies have adjusted to the dose of caffeine. But these things are marketed to younger people, and they're used in combination, especially if you're going to package something in a smaller format that's easier to drink. They use it in combination with alcohol to try and, in the mistaken belief that it prevents them from suffering the effects of too much alcohol consumption, that is, feeling too drunk. It stimulates them, and they think that they can drive and do things that they can't. So in this case, you have Health Canada approving a whole line of products under the guise of natural products, but when you look at the caffeine content, you're talking about a drug. And I don't care if it's natural or not. It is a drug, when taken too much of, can actually do some harm.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.